大家平安，各位弟兄姊妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我头先想要甲咱中间若有人啊，未晓听华语，会在下日记得啊，补欠，因为今仔日要甲我翻译的这位白传道，伊今仔会晓听这个华语，所以我要用华语来敬道。但是伫咱伫母亲节的迄个主日，伊还是要联合的这个主日的时阵，迄个时阵啊，我是要用台语来讲，啊，再翻译英语。啊，迄个时阵，我希望咱中间在听无台语的啊，有缘会通存着基督的心，伫个所在参加来敬拜。所以今仔日，我真欢迎所有第一遍来到教会的兄弟姊妹。我非常欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姊妹们。
We welcome those who are first time here among us.
今天早上
，This morning，
我们心里非常高兴。
We are very happy，
因为耶稣基督他已经从死里复活。
Because Jesus Christ has risen from the dead。
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，我们今天早上这个聚会。没有那种必要。
If Jesus had not risen from the dead, there'd be no reason for our meeting this morning.
有一次在一个大学的校园里面
，One time on a college campus，
有一位教授
，There was a professor，
他年纪非常大
，He was very old。
他看到在这 campus 里面有一个小孩子在那边放那个风筝
，He saw a small child on the campus playing with a kite。
然后他就走过去，他说你在干嘛
？And he went over to the child said, "What are you doing?"
我在放风筝啊。
The child said, "I'm playing with a kite."
然后那个教授说，我都看不到风筝啊。
And the professor said, "I can't see the kite."
因为那个时候正好是正午啊，那太阳很大。
Because it was noon and the sun was very bright.
所以他看不到那个风筝啊。
And the kite was right where the sun was.
然后那个教授说。你看不到风筝，你怎么知道你在放这风筝呢
？And so the professor said to the child, "You can't see the kite. How do you know that you're flying a kite?"
我们两个人都看不到风筝了。
Neither of us can see the kite.
你怎么知道你在放风筝呢
？How do you know you're flying a kite?
然后这个小孩子他说：“我虽然用我的肉眼我看不到，但是我手上的这条绳子，我一拉我就知道插在那边。
”And the child answered him and said.I can't see the kite with my physical eyes, but I know I'm flying a kite because I feel it pulling on the string.
因为那个太阳这么大，我不能看了。但是我一拉，我知道它还在上面。
The sun is so bright that I can't see it, but as soon as I pull a little bit, I know it's there.
这个老的教授
，the old professor，
听了这个小孩子的这个经验以后，他心里得了很大的帮助。
As soon as he heard this word from the child.The old professor had a tremendous help in his heart.
这个教授读了很多的书。
The professor studied an awful lot of things.
他什么都要看才能够相信。
And he always thought that seeing is believing.
哦，原来有的时候我看不到，但是手一拉，知道那个风筝在上面。
But he found out that day that sometimes you can believe some things that you didn't see.
今天早上我们在这个地方也同样有这种经验。
This morning we often have the same kind of an experience.
我们当中没有人看到耶稣基督复活。
None of us have seen Jesus rise from the dead.
但是呢，你心里面那条绳子，你一拉，你知道他已经复活。
But it's like there's a rope in your heart. As soon as you pull on it, you know he's risen from the dead.
这个就是我们今天早上为什么我们要坐在这个地方
？And that's why we're sitting here this morning.
因为自从我们接受耶稣基督那一天以后，我们手一拉，我们知道这位全能的神他跟我们同在。
Because from the day we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we know as soon as we pull a little bit, yes, he is alive.
有的人要讲耶稣基督复活，你怎么来证明呢
？Some people will ask, how can you prove Jesus has risen from the dead?
今天早上，我不是要证明耶稣基督复活。
I'm not about to prove Jesus rose from the dead this morning.
今天早上，我要用四点跟大家来分享。
But I'd like to share four points with you.
如果耶稣基督他没有复活的时候，在我们人类的历史没有这种改变。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we would not have the following change in human history.
我们看，从耶稣基督的复活，他对人类历史的改变。
From this, we can see the influence of Jesus' resurrection on human history.
第一个
，First，
他怎么改变呢
？How did he change it？
他改变纪元。
He changed the ages.
有一次，我跟一位从中国大陆来的一位学者。
One time I was talking with a scholar from mainland China.
他说我们在中国大陆，我们是无神论者。
And he said, we're atheists in China.
我们都不相信耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
We don't believe Jesus came to this earth.
然后我问他说，你们中共所用的年是几年呢？
And I asked him, what dating system do you use in China?
他说公元几年几年。
And he said, well, we use AD some what...such and such a year.
那我就问他，那公元这个年的第一年，那个是用为什么要用第一年、第二年、第三年一直这样的？从谁开始
？And so I asked him, where did how did 81, 82, 83, how did those years get started? What's the starting point?
他说我不知道。
He said, I don't know.
我说今天告诉你。
Well, I said, I'll tell you then.
公元是从耶稣基督他出生的那一年开始来算。
AD it starts from the day when Jesus was born.
耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，就没有公元的开始。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there would be no dating system that we use today like AD and BC.
他说：“哎呀，我就不是，我从来没有人告诉我这个。”
I said, no one ever told me that before.
我说因为你出生在共产党的国家，这无神论的这国家里面，怎么有人会告诉你呢
？And so I said, it's because you were born in a communist country. How would anybody there ever tell you about this?
那他问我说，为什么要把一个时间分成 BC 跟 AD 主前主后呢
？And he said, why would anybody change from BC to AD? Why would they change it into two parts?
我说你是一个学者，你很聪明，可以问问题啊。
You are a scholar, I said. You really are able to ask good questions.
BC, 主前是一个靠人的计划，人要去找宗教。
And so I said, BC, that time was when people tried to find God through their own human laws.
主后 AD 呢，是上帝来找人。
And AD, that's the time after Christ when God came looking for man.
BC 呢，主前呢是好像一层一百层的大楼，是人要靠自己在爬那个一百层的大楼啊。
So BC is like a 100-story skyscraper, and people are trying to climb it under their own power.
他靠自己要得救。
They're trying to get saved with their own strength.
他要积功德来得救。
They're trying to get lots of merit and stuff in order to be saved.
但是呢 ，AD 主后呢。
But after Christ, A.D.
这个一百层的大楼啊，装了一个电梯。
The 100-story skyscraper has an elevator installed in it now.
你已经不能爬了。
You cannot climb it by yourself.
你是一个关这个身体不好的人，你不能爬一百层，你爬得很辛苦啊，很痛苦啊。
Like you're a little bit crippled and you really can't climb 100 stories by yourself.
但是呢，你能够来坐电梯。
But you can.Take the elevator.
因为耶稣基督他已经开了一条出路，从他出生从死里复活以后，这个救恩的路，信这条路是一条救恩的路，不是靠功德靠人来找宗教。
Because Jesus has made a road for us. It's not a road that you can make for yourself. It's not something based on your merit. It's something Jesus made for us. So you can be saved.
耶稣基督改变世纪。
Jesus Christ changed the ages from BC to AD.
耶稣基督复活以后，他改变什么呢
？After Jesus rose from the dead, what else did he change?
他改变主日。
He changed the Lord's day.
他改变时间。
He changed the time.
从前在 耶稣还没有复活以后的时候是所安息日。
Before Jesus rose from the dead, they had the Sabbath day.
现在呢，耶稣基督从死里复活以后，变成我们在，好像今天我们是礼拜日。
And now we have Sunday.
自从福音传入中国以后
，from the time when the gospel came to China,
我们就把那个主日说礼拜日了。
And we started in China, they began to use the word worship day.
你也会台语了哈、
啊、？I'm guessing.
变成礼拜一，礼拜一，礼拜一。
Worship day one.
Monday.
Monday. Literally, we say Monday, but literally it's worship day one.
有星期一，有礼拜一，礼拜二，礼拜三，每一天都可以礼拜啊。
So, if you want to translate the Chinese literally, it's worship day one, worship day two, worship day three. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we call them Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
我们比较聪明哈。
He is very smart.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
如果他没有复活，他没有改变那个每一天可以跟上帝的关系。
If he had not risen from the dead, we could not have had the change in the way we keep time.
耶稣就是从死里复活以后，我们就没有这些禁忌啊。
If Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, we would have wouldn't have all these taboos.
对，我们就没有禁忌了。
There would be no taboos.
对，就不会看那个日期，什么哪一天比较好，哪一天比较好啊。
要 Jesus hadn't risen from the dead.Then we would have to be thinking about what day is the right day for this, what day is the right day for that. We would have a lot of taboos about the things we do.
耶稣基督从死里复活以后，每一天都是好的日子。
But after Jesus rose from the dead, every day is a good day.
耶稣基督从死里复活，改变了这个时间。
Jesus changed the time, the way we reckon time, by his resurrection.
第三个
the third thing.
耶稣基督复活改变什么？
What did Jesus change by his resurrection?
他改变当时的十字架。
He changed the meaning of the cross.
当时在罗马帝国里面啊，十字架是一个可怕残忍的记号。
At that time, the cross was a cruel instrument of torture.
是一个大家很不喜欢看到的一个记号。
Nobody wanted to see this symbol.
把一个人活活的钉在这个十字架上。
To be nailed alive onto a wooden frame.
太残忍了，太残忍了。
It was too cruel.
那个十字架，如果我们不做，就好像啊，你看到棺材，你喜欢不喜欢
？Do you like to see a casket? If we look at it from the background of our own culture, would you like to see a casket?
你看到那棺材，你就很不喜欢。
When you see a casket, you just feel sick.
各位弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活。我想今天这些小姐啊，不会把十字架挂在她的这个颈上的地方。
If Jesus hasn't risen from the dead, I don't think any of the young ladies among us would wear a necklace with a cross on it today.
谁要把一个棺材挂在这
？Who would wear a necklace with a casket on it?
耶稣基督如果没有从死里复活，有没有人要把一个十字架挂在他家的那个定亲的地方啊
？If Jesus hadn't risen from the dead, no one would.Put a cross upon the wall in their house.
谁要把一个字贴到的墙壁啊，放了一个棺材在那个地方
？A nice, a lovely wall. Put a casket nail there on your wall.
感谢神，从耶稣基督从死里复活，那个最丑陋、人家最讨厌的东西，成为一个爱的记号。
But when Jesus rose from the dead, that most ugly, that cruel cross became a symbol of love.
有一次，我看一篇文章。
One day I read an article.
有一个军人受伤
A military man, he was wounded.
受伤得非常厉害，他爬不起来。
He couldn't get up. He was wounded desperately.
他忽然呐、啊，看到从天空上有一个那直升机啊，这个直升机有一个十字架的那个记号。
And then the soldier looked up, and there was a helicopter coming through the sky with a cross upon it.
他一看到那个直升机的时候啊。有那个十字架记号，他说我有盼望了。
And when he saw that cross emblem upon that helicopter, he said, "I have hope."
因为那个十字架的记号 就是带来医治。
Because that symbol of the cross brings hope for healing.
要带来拯救。
And salvation.
要给你盼望。
It gives you hope.
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，那个十字架是残忍的。
If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, the cross is only cruel.
但是耶稣基督真的从死里复活。
But he really rose from the dead.
十字架成为一个荣耀，成为一个爱拯救的记号。
And the cross became a symbol of love and hope and glory.
最后一项，第四项。
The fourth thing.
耶稣基督改变什么呢？
What did Jesus change?
他改变人的生命。
He changed our lives.
这是最奇妙的。
This is the most wonderful.
今天耶稣基督从死里复活，他改变世纪，改变时间，改变十字架。最要紧的，他要改变你我的生命。
Today, Jesus rose from the dead. He changed the ages. He changed the times, the way we keep track of our days. He changed lots of things. But the most wonderful things, he changed our lives.
今天早上如果要我站在这个地方，我来讲说，你从入会到现在，你从你知道耶稣以后，你看到传福音给人改变的见证啊，我想啊，我一定讲不完的。
If I was to stand here today and try to recite all the testimonies of people's lives that I have seen changed by the gospel, I would never get done talking to you.
太多太多这种见证。
Too many of them.
昨天下午。
Yesterday afternoon.
我到医院的时候看我们教会的一个弟兄。
I went to the hospital to see a brother from our church.
这位弟兄大家都非常爱他。
We all love him very much.
他实在是一个非常好的弟兄。
He's a very lovely brother.
人非常好
a very nice man,
但是他就是不信主啊
but he hadn't believed in Jesus.
昨天在医院的时候还没有受洗以前我跟他很短的一段话的谈话
Yesterday when I went to see him in the hospital before he was baptized I had a little conversation with him.
在那个短短的谈话里面我心里非常受感动
In that short conversation I was very moved.
我再一次看到这位复活的基督能够改变一个人。
Once again, I saw how the risen Christ can change us.
这位弟兄很少流泪。
This brother very seldom cries.
当耶稣基督的爱改变他的生命的时候，他就流泪，一直流泪，一直流泪。
But when the power of Jesus came into his heart and changed him, the tears were rolling down his cheeks unendingly.
而且我虽然非常固执，我不能相信，因为他非常聪明，我不能相信。
Before he said, I felt so, I was so smart, I didn't need to believe. I was so stubborn, I couldn't believe.
但是当我开我的心灵，接受这位复活的主的时候，我才知道他真的复活了。
But when I opened my life and took this resurrected Lord into my heart, I knew he was alive.
他改变，他改变我，
he changed me.
各位弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
今天我们当中也许也有许多人
，maybe there's many among us today，
你还没有接受耶稣基督
，you have not received Jesus yet。
希望在他复活的这个日子，他是为你的缘故而复活。
He has risen for you. We hope that on this day when we remember his resurrection, you will know that he has risen for you。
如果他来这个世界，他改变世纪，他改变主日，他改变十字架。如果你没有被他改变，他来的目的还没有达成。
Today he has come. He's changed the ages. He's changed the times. He's changed the meaning of the cross. But the most important thing is you. If he has not changed you, you have not yet received the meaning of Easter.
愿今天早上在这个地方，我们每一个人，已经相信的，还没有相信的，我们再一次来到他的面前，说：主耶稣，你是复活的主，愿你今天早上临到我的身边里面。
And if you have not received Christ sitting here today, you may ask him to come into your heart today.
今天早上我们所读的圣经在约翰福音二十章三十节到三十一节他们怎么讲呢
Today the scripture that we read in John chapter 20 verses 30 and 31.
说耶稣行了许多的神迹包括从死里复活。
Jesus did many other miracles from before he rose, after he rose from the dead.
圣经记载这些他的神迹的目的要什么呢
And these things are written so that for what purpose?
要叫你们真的要信他，信耶稣基督是基督，是神的儿子。
So that you may know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
他不是一个伟人，他不是一个壮壮的教主，他是神的儿子。
He's not a great man. He's not the founder of a religion. He is the Son of God.
你要因着他得到永远的生命。
And because of him,You may receive eternal life.
就是他今天来到这个世界的目的。
That is why he came to this earth.
也是今天我们坐在这个地方来庆祝他的目的。
That is why we sit here today to celebrate this.
今天早上我们有三位要受洗。
This morning we have three who are going to be baptized.
我们感谢赞美神。
And we thank and praise the Lord for that.
这三位弟兄姊妹我们跟他谈话的时候，他们心里也充满着高兴。
And these brothers and sisters, when we met them, they were so happy in their hearts.
耶稣基督真的能够改变我们的生命。
Because Jesus really can change our lives.
我现在就要请他们上来到前面的地方。
I'd like to ask the three of them to come forward now.
我来介绍他们三位以后，然后我们就来就来受洗。
And after we introduce them, they will be baptized.
第一位我要请孙嘉玲
The first one is 孙嘉玲
他在今年的六月他要在我们教会结婚
And she will be married in our church in June
我们非常恭喜他们
And we congratulate them
也求神祝福他们所要建立的家庭
And ask God to bless the family they are about to establish
第二位是王俊毅
The second is 王俊毅，
很高兴他的弹袖哈、啊、也念人，特别从加拿大、啊、今天也来到我们当中，我请他也站起来。
And we're glad his wife has come from Canada, and we ask her to stand.
请坐啊
，Please be seated.
对，刚才嘉玲她六月结婚哈、啊，另一半在什么地方？
And we ask the fiancé of Jia Ling to stand as well.
好，请坐。第三位是陈淑芬。
The third is 陈淑芬。
我们很感谢神，他有一个小孩，现在肚子里面又有一个很可爱的 baby 哈。
And we are very glad she has one child, and she is also carrying the second baby.
我们看的父母亲都知道 baby 一定很可爱。
When we see the father and mother, we know the baby is going to be very lovely.
我想请那个凯杰站起来好吗？凯杰。
And we ask her husband to stand.
很高兴他们都在这个地方。
We're very glad they can all be here.
感谢神，今天他们三位站在这个地方。
We thank the Lord they can the three of them can stand here with us this morning.
我们大家都非常高兴是吗
？We are all happy for them, aren't we?
但是呢，天上。比我们地下还要高兴。
But we know that those in heaven are even more rejoicing than we are down here.
圣经怎么讲
？What does the Bible say?
当有一个人回到天父的面前的时候，天上有千千万万的使者为他们来高兴啊。
The Bible says that when one sinner on earth repents, 10,000 angels in heaven are rejoicing.
何况我们今天有三位，不是一位。
And now it's not just one, but three.
所以今天。早上在这个地方已经充满着在天上充满着喜乐天使啊也在这边献诗啊
And so we know that those angels in heaven are rejoicing today and singing songs of praise
今天早上我们是很高兴你们能够来接受洗礼
We're very glad that you can be baptized this morning
我们在感谢上帝
And we thank God
救恩临到里面
That salvation has come to you.
我们求圣灵也一直住在里面心里面
We ask that the Holy Spirit will always live in your heart.
坚固里面的信心
Strengthen your faith.
你们一道依靠上帝
So that you may trust in God.
那今天也在这个地方在我们众弟兄姊妹们的面前
And now
上帝的面前
Now before God and all these witnesses.
还有在神的面前还有在魔鬼的面前
And not only before God and these witnesses, but also before the devil.
Bye bye.
We say goodbye to him.
你跟我没有关系了。
We have nothing to do with you anymore.
从今以后，我属于基督。
From now on, I belong to Jesus Christ.
从今以后，我属于这个属灵的大家庭，有这么多的弟兄姊妹跟我手牵手来走这条永生的道路。
From now on, I belong to this spiritual family. So many brothers and sisters are hand in hand walking this road with me.
那现在，我要问你们有四个问题。
Now I'd like to ask you four questions.
来做一次信仰的告白。
So that you may bear witness to your faith.
你们是否相信上帝做你们的天父，耶稣基督做你们的救主，圣灵做你们的保惠师？
Do you?
你是否真实悔改你们的罪，并且愿意接受耶稣基督作为你们个人的救主？你是否愿意立志要尽心尽力接受救恩之路，并且一生一世行他的道路？你们是否愿意这样想？今天早上的受洗，你们愿意相信这个道来接受受洗吗？感谢上帝，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣
，Lord Jesus，
感谢你
，We thank you，
感谢你来到我们当中
，That you have come among us，
为我们受死
，That you died for us，
流你的宝血
，That you shed your precious blood，
洁净我们一切的不义
，To cleanse us from all unrighteousness。
感谢你又从死里复活。
Thank you that you rose from the dead，
给我们永生的盼望。
That we may have hope of eternal life。
今天早上
，This morning，
我们特别把我们这三位弟兄姊妹呢
，We bring these three brothers and sisters
来到你的施恩宝座前
，Before you at the throne of grace，
求你接纳他。
We ask that you receive them，
拥抱他们
，and embrace them，
带领他们前面的脚步
，lead them in their way ahead，
成为你国度的尖兵
，so they may be soldiers in your army，
成为你所喜悦的人
，that they may be well pleasing to you，
求你也把这种福气也降临在他们的家庭里面
，and we ask that you put this blessing on their families as well，
奉主耶稣基督的名
，in Jesus' name，
Amen，
Amen。
那请嘉玲啊，来到前面。
Yes, Sister Jialin to come forward.
孙嘉玲，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给你施洗，愿神大大祝福你，重用你的一生。阿门。Can
you ask the next candidate to come forward?
王俊义，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给你施洗，求主耶稣基督大大使用，带领你前面的脚步。陈淑芬，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名给你施洗，求主大大使用你，使你成为一个使人能蒙福的人。阿门。我们大家教会说送给他们一本圣经，让他们能够从上帝的话语里面得到能力，因为神的话语每一句都带着能力。
And so the church now gives each a gift of a Bible so that they may receive strength from God's word.
那我们现在有这个 就请来上他的电话，我们大家用欢迎啊，他们能够加入我们的团体。
那么 the young adults, now we'll give them some flowers. We welcome them into our church family.
等一下聚会完了以后，我们还要请他们三位来到前面，我们要请长子所有的弟兄姊妹们来向他们恭喜，来，我要看他们能够在主的国度里面。
After our service, we'd ask the three of them to come forward so all the elders, the deacons, all the brothers and sisters can come and shake their hand and congratulate them.
现在事先要向他们献一首诗歌。
And now the Mandarin young adult group would like to sing a song.
如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。 今天早上我非常高兴。
I'm very happy this morning.
以下的翻译啊，我就要请我们的周长老啊。
I'll be interpreting from now on. Thanks, Wes.
今天我非常的欢喜。
It's a great pleasure this morning.
为什么我非常的欢喜呢
？Why?
因为我有两位足好的同工，要来上任。
Well, I'm going to officiate the installation ceremony of two very nice co-workers.
第一位就是我们华语堂的庄传道。
The first is Minister Chuang of the Mandarin congregation.
那第二位就是我们英文堂的白传道。
And Minister West Portinga of our English congregation.
感谢神赐给我们两位这么好的牧者能过来来到我们当中来牧养我们。
Thank God for bringing these two good pastors to our church.
那我们现在请他们两位来到前面。
Please come forward.
这位是专传道哈，我们
给他给他哈。
英文。然后英文堂的白传道
And Minister West Portinga of English Congregation
那我现在也按照这个教会的规矩要有一个案例牧者的这个事业
According to the bylaws of BSC General Assembly there will be a charge to the ministers
请他们两位能够来回答这四个问题。你确信现在要领受的圣职是上帝的召命吗
？Are you certain that office you are about to receive is a calling from God？
你相信圣经是上帝的话语，是信仰与指责的根据吗？
Do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God and is the basis for our faith and ministry?
你愿意遵守台湖基督教会的总会的信仰要道和章程，竭力传扬福音，引人归主。
we obey the affirmation of faith and bylaws of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Formosan Church, make every effort to spread the gospel and lead men and women to the Lord.
你愿意忠心按着正义分别真道，忠。